Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to Galactic Roundtable. I'm so happy to be here with you again. So welcome. And remember, this is live talk radio. So if you have any questions for me, I invite you to call in. So the call-in number, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, is 888-429-5471. Call into BBS at 888-429-5471. So I have a couple of things I'd like to talk to you tonight about, and I want to share those with you. So I may hold off questions until I get through those two things. There's some cool new stuff happening. I just want to remind you before we start that on Valentine's Day night, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Bob Charles is going to be interviewing me on the radio. And his program can be found at Kinetic Hi-Fi. Kinetic Hi-Fi, the Bob Charles Show. So look that up. That's your chance to call in and ask me all those personal questions you ever wanted to know about me. So let's begin. All of humanity are our brothers and sisters, and we're facing man-made problems today that we've created. And we have to consider rethinking we and they, because we are all one. We are taking up a sense of global responsibility. Everyone on the planet has the responsibility for the problems that we're facing. And these unwanted problems are essentially created by ourselves. We need a healthy and proper attitude. That is very important. We have to take a look at our inner values. What are our minds thinking? Our world has all this new technology, and with it comes a lot of fear. We have to think, what is wrong? What can we do differently? We have folks in this world who are affluent, rich, they have power, and they are very unhappy. Money will not bring us happiness. We look at couples and families, and we see folks get married, get divorced, get married, get divorced. They live in split homes, sharing the responsibilities for their children. There's something lacking because there's a worldwide epidemic of student suicides. Money, sex, and perceived love cannot make us happy. These combined problems create a lack of affection inside families, and I know many of you live decades without receiving affection of any kind. And all of these things fail to bring inner comfort and inner peace. And that's what I want to talk to you about on this program. We cannot be excited about receiving reparations and hoping that that will make us happy. No global reset will make us happy. Money without individual ascension will mean nothing. So we need to turn our attention to our inner values. What are inner values? Do we care about peace? Do we care about peace? In my lifetime, we've had the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Bosnian War, Kosovo War, Persian Gulf War, the Rwandan Civil War, the Nepalese Civil War, the war between China and Tibet, the Afghanistan War, the Iraqi War, enduring freedom in the Horn of Africa and Philippines. And if we look today for status, we can find war being waged in around 167 countries on Earth. And the United States is currently fighting 74 different wars. Your own inner value of the spirit of forgiveness, compassion, and a realistic attitude, and of having your health, bring inner comfort, and nothing else can. Inner strength makes a difference. The ultimate source for a happy life is a happy inner state, and that is inside yourself. Your heart is filled with love, and your mind is filled with light. And we can all access the cosmic consciousness. Your local mind can attune to universal mind. And all the answers we need to solve the outer problems are accessible to us. Your mind is very powerful. You can influence others with your thoughts. One thing that is very important in families is make time to talk to your partner. Between individual work, social and domestic commitments, you can become ships that pass in the night. Set aside a little time each day to exchange news and to talk, preferably without any interference. Some of you are not living with partners, and many folks have asked Ananda in the readings that I do about their twin flames. And when we have the companionship of our twin flame in our everyday life, life becomes easier. So sometimes we put up barriers, thinking it's too good to be true. But what we must remember is our twin flame is the other half of ourselves, created at the moment we were created, both the same, except one male and one female. The original soul in the realm of light became incarnate in the material world as one male and one female. And this is what Sananda has been saying to folks over and over. I invite you to close your eyes. This is what he says to them. So follow along if you'd like. Stretch your arm out in front of your face as far as you can reach. Now you're touching your twin flame. They are never farther than that from you. They are just on the other side of the veil. They can see you, hear you, and are with you all the time. You have just forgotten to see them. So there's a meditation you can do. Do this 5 to 20 minutes a day, at least 3 times a day. Lie in bed. You know, you could sit in a comfortable chair if you wanted to. Invite your twin flame to lie next to you. Imagine them wrapping their arms around you, and you will feel their warmth. You can listen to music together or just talk. You know, you can Netflix together. You can lie in silence together if you prefer. Feel your connection to them. You may feel your face against their chest and their heartbeat. Fall deeply into that love, into that support, and into that peace. Stay there, warm and loved, for a few minutes to recharge, and go back. Go back there at night, last thing before you go to sleep. Ask them to take you in dream time to that mutual place of peace and spend the night out there with them. In doing this, you initiate the merge, and it will help you cope with your day. And you will move fast to improving yourself because it will come easier. In that energy, you inevitably attract a twin flame reunion in the physical. When you have done all the inner work to prepare, including being single. Until then, you are never, ever alone. Your twin flame, the other half of you, is right beside you and loving you now. Go there, be with them. It will change you, and you will know what to do. So now, everybody, I want to shift gears a little bit. There's this new exciting thing out there, and we've been talking about this for a year, I'm sure, and that is my friend Adam Guda's website. And I want to thank Adam because he's letting us have this time together each week. He's sponsoring this radio program, and so it's with deep gratitude that I'm very thankful for his friendship. Thank you, Adam, for connecting all of us here. So everybody, Adam's website is theearthcollective.org. And honestly, I wish I would have thought of this myself because it's absolutely brilliant. So I want us to join together. I want to teach you how to use the website tonight. This isn't just some commercial thing. There's nothing being sold. Everything's free. What this website is like a lab. It's where we go. You literally go to the website to project love to a certain cause. And then by doing that, it raises the collective consciousness and helps heal it. So this is a note that Adam had sent to me about the website. He says, Beth, I learned that you only need the square root of 1% of the Earth's population to affect a change, to change the collective grid. And that's only about 42,000 people to focus their intent on something and make it happen. And it doesn't have to be at the same time. How powerful is that? I guess that's why the home team and sports events have the advantages. So it's really hard to grasp how this website works without going there. So if you feel like going there right now, it is theearthcollective.com. 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 So what happens when you go to this website is you're going to see in front of you the world map. And then you're going to see these little love symbols or, you know, little plus symbols all over the map. And you can click on anyone. Or if you scroll down to the bottom, it has a picture and a description of each one. And these are like causes. These are things that we want to, you know, put our love energy to help raise the vibration and to solve these problems. And there's different categories, so there's no limitations on any of these. And you know, one of them you can add love energy to the earth, and one of them you can add love energy to the sun, and one of them has to do with you know, the world starvation problem. And Wes Anik had added one for the Philippines crisis when that happened. So, you know, you can go to this website and add in anything you want that's either a public issue, you know, like world hunger or the Philippines, or you can go to this site and you can put up, you can ask people to send you love for an issue that you're, that you have personally in your life. You can go make a YouTube to film what your issue is, what you're trying to raise money for, the world service that you're doing, and to bring awareness to problems. You can put a picture and a YouTube video on your presentation and then ask people to send love to, you know, boost what you're doing and to join together. Imagine if we had 42,000 people on any one of these things. So I added four new causes this afternoon, and I Facebooked them if you want to take a look, because I wanted to, you know, give an example of what they look like. So the first thing you will do when you go to this site is set up an account. You can either create a new account, which is what I did, or you can sign in with Facebook or Gmail, like, you know, like all those other sites, and give permission to theearthcollective.com. And you first have to give love. You have to beam love to an issue on the site before you can receive some love for your own issue. So how you do that is you scroll down to the bottom, or you go to the map and you click on any of them. And then once you click on them, you click and hold. And that's to show that you are physically, intentionally sending love at that moment. And you can do that as long as you like. You know, you click on the issue, world hunger, you hold the button, and you beam love. You just sit there and let your fingers stay on the button, beam love, and focus on that issue. And that's affecting collective consciousness when you do that. It's so cool. It becomes addictive. There's no way I won't be at this site every single day doing this. It is a physical manifestation, and it makes you Normally we feel like we're sitting in our room by ourselves, doing this by ourselves, and that's why this site is so cool because you get to see the effects of what you're doing. So in order to first give, scroll down to the bottom of the site, pick any cause, and you'll sit silently and project love from your heart. Click on and hold while you're sending love in order to accumulate points for your projects as a mutual sharing of energetic love. So when you click and hold, then hold it for 100 seconds because you need 100 points in order to post your first public activity or personal activity. So after you've done, your bit and given some, and you have your 100 points, then you click on the add button, and that's when it gets really exciting. You name the activity and choose which type it is, humanitarian relief or knowledge or a love activity. Then you write a brief description with an explanation. You choose on the map of the world where your issue is, and you put it into Google Maps, and then you have to upload a photo about it. You could also upload a YouTube if you'd like, any video if you'd like. And you can make personal videos asking folks to send you love for your projects or for anything. And on the site, you can see in real time who's on the site and from where in the world they're doing this and who's there. And I want to share with you these brief messages. These are the two YouTubes that I loaded to the site today. The first one is regarding full galactic disclosure. This is a new video that I had never seen before today, and it's very, very good. So enjoy this. It's short.
I have lost the faith.
Hold on. Okay, wait, let's do that again. Here we go. Full galactic disclosure, everybody. Full galactic disclosure. Listen.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for watching Sakshita One Video's presentation on Truth Researchers again. And this next video is extremely important. We had a kind permission by Stephen Bassett to put this video out. And Mr. Steve Bassett, in case you're wondering who he is, he's the executive director of Parent Research Group, which also includes a citizen hearing on disclosure, as well as Citizen Hearing Foundation, which has to do with the truth embargo, which is very important. So thanks for watching, Sangster One. I put a link below, all right? So if you'd like to get involved, like to know more about what the truth embargo is all about, I put some links there for you to do some research, and I hope you keep supporting Sangster One in bringing you this sort of information, which is extremely important for every citizen. Thanks for watching Sangster One.
April 29 to May 3 of 2013, a citizen hearing was held in which 40 witnesses from 10 countries testified for 30 hours over 5 days to six former members of Congress. This testimony included direct witnesses and researchers to the Roswell event of July of 1947, the tampering with nuclear weapons at our SAC bases on numerous occasions, pilot sightings, of which there are thousands now, of silver disc maneuvering close and around military and civilian aircraft, and much, much more. We are in development of a documentary, but in the meantime, we would like to get that information out by the creation of DVD and Blu-ray sets. The cost of the editing and production, though, is substantial and not part of the original budget. So we're now reaching out to the public. With your help and your funding, we can get that done quickly and get that information out and keep the pressure on the government to end the truth embargo and bring about disclosure of the ET presence. Here is some of the testimony that was presented that week at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C.
The conclusion I've come to is incredibly wild, that those in charge have been successful in keeping secret the greatest story of mankind.
The evidence is overwhelming that Earth is being visited by intelligently controlled extraterrestrial spacecraft.
The CIA guy standing next to me says,
"What
confiscating all this data, and you're all sworn to secrecy.
They've all been studying this. They have more data than I do.
So the government has dumped disinformation and misinformation into the field for decades. They've undermined research.
I have lost faith in representative government. I truly think we're in gridlock. It doesn't work. And so we need to make a change.
I think it's ignorant of any people not to seek out what we need to know to continue the universe.
You give this committee a lot of reasons for us to say, open those files.
You're walking up to it and you touch it. What do you do? Touch it that? Do you grab it? Tell us about that.
I started doing the walk around 360 of the object, and as I came around, I seen there was an inscription on the front. And
this is what you saw, right?
That's what I saw. So I started walking around the craft, and I seen the glyphs, and ran my hand from the fabric of the craft, it was smooth to touch.
You ran your hands along it?
Oh, yeah.
They believe that the time is now to lift the veil of secrecy that has shrouded the subject for over 60 years, and the subject of UFOs should now be openly accepted in the mainstream media.
They are here to save us against the insanity of our leaders.
I agree with you. They should open those Roswell.
There's only one way to regain trust. Find and tell the truth.
If it's out there, if it's real, we have a right to know.
Full galactic disclosure. All of you know that this is the issue that is the closest to my heart. And it's what I stand up with my name and my life for. And it's simply just more important to me than life itself. It's true. I feel that way. And I want you to know that if those witnesses are important to you, if that hits your heart, you know, I was at the citizens' hearing as a guest of Paradigm Research Group for a week. And I ate lunch and I ate breakfast with those witnesses, and I talked to all of them. And you can ask me anything you want about that. I talked to them and I asked them point blank questions, you know? And I talked to them about President Obama, and I talked to them about announcements. And I want you to know, if you feel this issue is important to you, and it you feel it and it speaks in your heart, there's nothing you could do more to help bring this issue forward than making a donation to the citizenshearing.org and let them get those documentaries done. There's this great guy, Reuben Langdon, at Just the Cause Entertainment, and he's working on finishing these with Jeremy Corbell. They're the producer and the directors of this film, and they need your help, because if, when these DVDs hit the market and these 5 days get out there and you can see what these witnesses said like I did, it's going to change the whole world. It's the keys to the kingdom. So that was the first issue that I put up on the earthcollective.com. This second issue is... Definitely, it runs second, if not a tied for second, in my heart. So this is really quick, a minute long. Listen to this for me, dear. Here we go. 1 second.
Did you see the world differently? Celebrate the victory. Mm-hmm.
ending nuclear weapons on Earth. Ashtar always says, no dates, no nukes, no flukes. Honestly, you know, you can hear the tears that are welling up in my eyes because I go on the ships and I see the galactics and they are always saying we cannot land until Earth has peace. We cannot land until there's no nuclear weapons. And we might say to ourselves, well, you know, well, if they land, we'll just, it'll all be wiped out. Everything will be fine. But that's not how it works. We have to do this from inside the matrix. And we have to do it now. And so if you haven't gone to globalzero.org, then that's a great site to go to. I have this up on my Facebook page. And here's what they're saying about Friday. This Valentine's Day, we're not really feeling the love. In fact, we're breaking up with our long-standing bedfellow, nuclear weapons. We finally realized what ancient gold-digging relics they really are and that everyone would be better off without them. Let's send the message loud and clear so they aren't left thinking there's still a chance. Make it count. Write a breakup letter to nuclear weapons declaring the end of your relationship. Tell them how much of your money they've wasted and that they're a disaster waiting to happen. If you prefer, you could also write the letter to your government, encouraging them to dump the nukes. Either way, get the message on paper. Snap a photo of yourself holding up your letter. Make sure we can see what you wrote. And send it on using the form below. On February 14th, we'll take your messages directly to government officials. We're ready to break up with nukes, and they should be too. So that was one of the other issues I put up there today. So go to theearthcollective.com and check it out and see how you can send love to these issues. And let's get this done now. So let me give you the call-in numbers again, everybody, in case you have questions for me now. That's what I wanted to share with you tonight. You can call in to BBS Station 2 at 888-429-5471. Call in to BBS at 888-429-5471. So now, since there's nobody online waiting, what I want to do is I have started something new, and what it is we are connecting with, we're doing a 10-minute meditation every Wednesday, once a week, and we are connecting with the extraterrestrials above in the sky, above where we're sitting. And when we connect with them, we're connecting with the intention of world peace. And we're just connecting our hearts to heart. So I have folks, you know, I do these readings with Sananda with folks. And so they call and we talk on the phone and they ask all their questions to Sananda. So, you know, for some time now, I've heard all the questions and I've heard all the answers and it's made me smarter because I heard what Sananda had to say about all these different things. And so folks ask him, what is it that I can do to activate my third eye so I can start seeing inside my mind and on my, you know, through my third eye? And he says that guided meditations are one of the best practices because when you're listening to the guided meditation, then force a picture on the screen inside your mind. And when the person is saying, you know, to visualize, you know, that you're walking through a forest and the trees, then put it in your mind. Put the pictures up in your mind. Don't just do the meditation and listen, but actually make a video inside your mind that you're watching. And Sananda is telling folks on these calls that the more they do that, the more they practice that, they're activating their third eye doing that. And they're turning on all the brain chemicals that are needed to do that spontaneously. And he says, if you just practice this a little bit, then it's going to start to become spontaneous because, you know, your bodies are changing and these things are on the horizon. They're ready for you to activate now. So I want to invite you to call in Archangel Michael to be your guide on this meditation. And I set the intention that we are connecting with our brothers and sisters of the light on the ships. And that includes all of our twin flames. And the intention is that together we'll have world peace on Earth. So This is a meditation that I recorded about a year ago. It's just a simple and pretty short meditation. And this is to practice opening your third eye. So I'd like to share this with you now. And if you have any questions and you'd like to call in, well, and we'll, you know, talk after this meditation, then the number is 888-429-5471. So connect with ET. They're right above your head, everybody. And you should be able to feel something while we're doing this. And don't forget to make the picture go on inside. Enjoy.
Everybody, this is Beth, Roundtable. We are doing a rainbow guided meditation. Relax in the usual manner, sitting comfortably in a chair. Feet on the floor, your back straight, hands loosely in your lap. Focus on the rhythm of your breathing for a few moments and feel your body relax more with each outgoing breath as you release all the tensions and stresses of the day. Close your eyes gently. And imagine before you a most beautiful rainbow. Observe the brilliance and clarity of the colors as they vibrate before you. Now, allow one of these colors to become brighter and more noticeable, and gently place it above your head. Yes, you can do that. This may be your favorite color or not. Try now to analyze why this color presents itself to you. As your color vibrates above your head, visualize it turning into a liquid,
oh dear,
liquid light, which is slowly flowing down towards you. Now, let the color flow into your head. It is a good and comfortable feeling, soothing and healing, bringing much peacefulness. Feel it flow through your head and face, easing all nerves and cells it touches. Allow yourself to enjoy the peaceful feeling it brings, as it washes away all tightness and tension in your face. Your whole head is filled with the radiant aura of your color. Now let the color wash down through your neck, into your shoulders and arms. It is getting brighter and richer as it moves and flows through your body. Feel the aliveness of this energy in your upper body. Feel it move and circulate through your inner organs, leaving them fresh and vibrant and healthy. This is a very powerful yet gentle energy which quietly fills all your muscles and cells. It is now cascading through your abdomen and hips and flowing down into your legs. Imagine your legs to be open channels filled with the circulating power of your color. It is an easy, light, and satisfied feeling that has washed away any stress you started with, leaving you fresh, free and open. Finally, let the liquid light flow out through the bottom of your feet, as though you are providing an outlet for the light to continue flowing. You are a channel filled with light. Every part of you is open and breathing peacefully. Now, something remarkable is happening. As the light pours out of your feet, It is returning to the top of your head, recycling itself in a marvelous circle of light, which has one purpose only, to bring healing energy to your body and mind, affecting you on every level. Let it happen. Experience all it brings you. Slowly, let your friend, your color, begin to leave you. It has done its work well. Gradually feel it leaving your head, your shoulders, your torso, abdomen, and back. Finally, departing from your hips and gently leaving your legs. Let it pour out of your feet and see it return to the ocean of rainbow light. Slowly become aware of your surroundings again, bringing with you the powerful energy you have experienced.
Oh, thank you, everybody, for connecting with ET that way. If you are a newbie to meditation, or you just don't like doing meditation, then I have posted about a dozen. Tishana, I'd really love to talk to you. So I heard that you dropped off, but I'm ready now. So if you have a question, call back in, or anybody else who's interested in calling, go ahead and call me now. Remember, the number is 888-429-5471. So you guys, I posted about a dozen meditations like that. If you go to YouTube and you put in Elizabeth Trutwin guided meditation, they'll pop for you. And they will help you develop your third eye, seeing with inside. And there's a ton better and more professional guided meditations. I just threw them up there, you know, to be a little bit of help if possible. And so look for those on YouTube and look for one that really resonates with you. There's this lady named Carol, and I don't remember her last name, but I think if you put in Carol Archangel Michael into Google, her guided meditations are some of my favorites. So thank you for joining with me on that. So it looks like we have a caller, Dan from Kansas City. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Namaste, Beth. It's Dan Malcolm here.
Oh, namaste, Dan Malcolm. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for these messages. It's so wonderful to hear your voice and these important messages that we're receiving. It's just beautiful. It's just so wonderful.
It's my absolute pleasure and honor to be here with everybody. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I have donated to PRG, and I encourage everyone to donate to this cause. And also, I am going to look into the collective. I've seen it, and it is very important. I will definitely look into this. I'm glad you brought this up, Beth. This is very important, and the other
one
too. Thank you,
Dan. Thanks. It's I want to say it's also fun. It's fun. It's addictive.
It's what?
It's fun too. It's addictive.
Yeah.
Because yeah. We're doing it already, but well, this is, Adam created this really cool website, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've seen it, I believe. I either that or I've seen their Facebook page or something, and I've read it, but I need to look further into that. But I just wanted to call and thank you, Beth, for everything, and thank you for all these messages and the guidance. It's really appreciated.
Thanks so much, Dan. You know, everything I presented tonight was brought to me by my guides. And, you know, they work with me, you know, knowing what's on my heart and my style, and help me make a presentation that's helpful to everybody. But if only you guys knew the butterflies I get and how nervous I get. And maybe that doesn't come across on the air. But, yeah, I'm always thinking about these listeners, you guys, my family. I'm thinking about you every day and being you love. And thanks, Dan, for the call and the emotional support. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Beth. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Frank from Michigan, greetings. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi, Beth. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you.
And connect with you. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook. Last summer, I had a lot of very profound experiences, which I really, I'll never be able to sort out or really understand what happened. It felt like I was kind of losing my mind. But one thing that really stuck out was I'm an avid sky watcher, and I was looking up into the Big Dipper, and I saw this spot of light going into it. And at first I thought it was a satellite, you know, it wasn't blinking. It was definitely not an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like flared up, probably 10 times as much brightness. And then it started to accelerate. And then it disappeared, and it made me so happy because I knew it was a light ship. I guess I knew it was a light ship. I've heard about these, and
absolutely,
I've done a lot of reading and stuff. But until it actually happened,
described is exactly what I
see. But I keep waiting and asking them in my heart to show themselves again. And actually I would like to have more direct contact and I'm not, I guess I'm not seeing them or I'm missing them or whatever, but I still have my faith that I will. I was wondering if there's anything you could suggest that maybe would help me get more contact, with them, or if there's anything I can do.
Sure, Frank.
Let them know that I'm
this is a great question. We only have 3.5 minutes left on air, and we have two people waiting. So, Frank, I'm going to answer this quickly and go on to the other two.
Okay.
So, Frank, what you described of this ship, you know, going on full light, full on with its lights and then dimming and going out is exactly what I see. And these contacts sometimes are few and far between, but they're you'll remember them for life. And what I learned from Ashtar was, he said, anytime you call me, I can hear you. I hear you calling. You may receive a busy signal, but that doesn't mean I don't hear you call. And he says, if you call on me repeatedly, I am required by universal law eventually to answer. So our guides, including the Galactics, are standing by waiting for us to talk to them. So to begin telepathic conversation with your guides, including your Galactic guides, Lord Ashtar, Lord Arcturus, the Archangels, Sananda, anyone you want from the ships, you just call their name 3 times and start having a conversation with them in your mind. And talk to them all day long. I did this for a whole summer. And at the end of the summer, Ashtar stood at the foot of my bed. This was years ago. In his glowy body, I could see him and he talked to me. And he said, you know, I want to train you more. Would you like to do that with me? And years later, I said to him, why did you come to me that way? And he said, because you called me so many times, it was just easier to do it that way. So I'm talking really fast because I'm running out of time. But so start a conversation with your guides, and that's how you'll have a deeper communication with them. Eventually, you will hear them answering you, and it will sound like your little small voice inside. So work on that, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
Thank you so much,
Frank. Thank you. Namaste, bye.
Namaste. James Earl from Ontario, greetings.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you, Earl?
Yeah, the guy who couldn't really hear me all that good.
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Earl. What's new?
Yesterday, something weird happened.
Uh-huh.
And I was at my doctor's office, my eye doctor's office, and I could hear his voice, but twice. It wasn't him repeating, like, to me that he was in another room. I could hear him in the other room, but I also could hear him twice. So that got me thinking, could that be my telepathic starting to kick in or something? Because the night before that, I could hear like whispering sounds, like they were low and...
Yeah. So what do you think it was that had you hearing both, hearing this voice from these two different perceptions?
I think it could be telepathic, like some kind of delay from his mind to his mouth or something like that. I don't know, but it didn't bother me. It felt normal and, you know, it,
yeah, but Earl,
it didn't freak me out.
You've been doing a lot of inner work and you've been developing, you know, your adaptabilities, haven't you? Like really working on this, hearing the telepathic voices.
I've been working on my heart space a lot. So I'm wondering if that could contribute to what's been going on. Plus with all the shifting that's been going on of late.
That's great. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Earl, thank you so much for calling in tonight. It's good to hear your voice. I think you and I have been talking like this for about 5 years.
Yeah, plus we did have that Skype conversation.
Okay, we'll set up a time for that. You betcha.
Okay.
So, Earl, we're going to talk to you soon. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Tashana from California. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. I think it's great.
It's my pleasure. It's so nice to be here this week.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm new to all of this. I'm just now waking up to everything that's going on. So I'm new to meditation and everything. I'm just feeling really weird lately. Like today, I've been just on the verge of crying. It may be the ascension after effect. I'm not really sure what it is. I can't sleep at night. I wake up about 2 or 3 in the morning every night, and it's just weird. I don't know.
Well, Tashana, my personal experience lately has been that I'll have maybe 3 days in a row where everything I do is golden. You know, if I want something a lot and I've been wanting it a long time, I make those phone calls or take those actions and it comes through. And then I'll get hit with 2 days in a row, which is like the worst news I ever heard. And and I know that it's my guides testing me and saying, haha, you felt so good before. Can you hold that through the, you know, the rocky road period? And I also feel lately, and I, you know, I compare notes with others and they agree that the energies are coming through. It feels like a very compressed energy right now that's opening us up for something in March, but for right now in this next week or so, it's going to feel like tight. And I know that when you're waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning that you're coming back from your night work on the ships. I know that for sure. A lot of people experience that.
Okay.
My guides tell me that when we're on Earth, it's our day job, and at night when we lay down our bodies, we go back to our work on the ships.
Okay. I also feel really restless, like I should be doing something else with my life. I push paperwork. It's totally no fun. I just want to be outside, and I just feel like I should be doing something else.
You know, this is secondary to being awakened because now it feels like nothing compares to what you really want to do. So that's perfectly normal. Tashana, thank you so much for calling in. I have to wrap it up because we're at the end, but I hope you'll call again. It was really good to talk to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Linda, for calling in, and we'll talk to you next week. And everybody, there's just one last thing I want to squeeze in before we say goodbye tonight. I have 8 new websites, and you may not have gone to them. One is cosmicascension.org. That's where I just keep the messages. All the messages are on one site alone, so they can't be lost. There's one I want to call your attention to, and I hope you'll go to this one. CosmicAscensionGuide.org. I'm giving classes on Sundays. We're going to take this conversation about collective consciousness, but the difference is it's a live stream videotape, and you can chat me your questions, and I can go into detail and answer personal questions when we go there. CosmicAscensionGuide.org. Go there and sign up for class, and we can do this on the personal. So I want to say goodnight, and I want to take this out with some music. We'll see you next week, everybody. Peace and love. Namaste.